God is very specific on how we are to live and how, in many cases, how we are not to live with each other. All right? Now, we talked a bit last time about judging and how we as Christians kind of, we trip up in this area a bit, and we feel like it's our job to point the finger at somebody else and say, hey, you got that little speck in your eye, that little fault in your life. Let me help you with that because I got it all together. Well, no. God says to us as Christians, no, that's not your job. All right. And we also talked about how God has placed leaders within the church to do those things. Someone has to be responsible. Someone has to lead. Someone has to model. And so God has placed leadership within the church to do those sort of things. But it's not our job as lay people, as sheep, to be picking out all the faults that the other guy got. Right? Because all that does is cause trouble. All too often we do those very things. And then how about when we as Christians point out faults of non-Christians? That's even worse. That's even worse. All right? Because in their eyes then, we become this holier than thou. We think we're all perfect. We think we all that. And then we're telling them how to live. No. How are we to respond to them? How are we to show them Christ? Through love. We are to show them Christ through love. Does that mean that we have to keep our mouths shut when we see injustices, when we see lies taught as truth, spoken of as truth? Absolutely not. No. And sometimes Christians, the church, fails in this area as well. Sometimes we are silent when we need to speak out. Such as tomorrow. Okay? A man years ago, you may remember him, you may recognize his name, Edmund Burke. Does anybody remember that name? He said this: the only thing necessary for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing. Good people to just sit by and let somebody else do it. It's not my place. I don't want to get involved in politics. Well, I think in many cases, because we've said that too often, things end up ways that we don't want them to end up. Turn with me to Ephesians. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Are you with me this morning? Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. Let's start with verses 2 and 3. Now, we're talking about living together in unity. Unity is essential in the body of Christ. If there is not unity, then there is dissension, division. All right? So let's read through this just quickly here. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Humble and gentle. Let me rephrase that. Humble and gentle. Okay? So what that means is we're not up in everybody's grill.
That's right.
You're doing it wrong. Do like I'm doing. No. Okay? Humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Be patient. Not be all patient. Be patient. Right? Be patient. bearing with one another in love. And that phrase, bearing with one another, that's the meaning of that phrase is mentioned over 50 times in the New Testament. Bear with one another. Isn't that interesting? Make every effort, in verse 3, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. You know, I know this is really hard to believe, but sometimes Christians don't get along with each other. I know. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that sometimes Christians annoy each other. Who would have thought? Christians annoy each other. Sometimes they downright hurt each other. I've heard it said that in the army of God, it's the only army that likes to shoot their wounded. Instead of encouraging each other, building each other up, we're like, we shouldn't be that way. You know what? The Bible says that by this will all men know that you are my disciples, that you have what? Love one for another. If you have love for each other, if you have that unity, if you're caring for each other genuinely, then everybody else is going to know that you're legit. And so many times here, all right, where are you guys all going? Did I say something? They're getting ready for stuff, so love you guys. I just get a little nervous. Everybody starts getting up and walking out. What did I say? No. And so when we are living in unity and we are living showing love to one another, then all the outside world really recognizes that something is legitimate there, that there's something real going on there. God must be involved in that. I think a lot about PACT, Pastors Aligned for Community Transformation, in this whole Orleans County and surrounding areas, and how it just baffles me. It is truly miraculous that we are friends like we are from so many different denominations. And it is a choice, friends, that we put aside our differences in order to focus on the stuff that really matters. And so by doing, we are showing the world, not intentionally doing that just for that reason, but that is a result of it, that others see, wow, what's going on here? Churches don't work together, never. But in this case, over a dozen churches are working together, praying together on a regular basis to forward the cause of Christ. Not our own churches, but the cause of Christ. To make a difference in our community, in the areas of family, in the areas of government, in the areas of addiction. Let's face it, our area is hurting when it comes to the drug epidemic. But we feel like we are gaining. We're gaining some ground here. You know, I forget whether it was Ezekiel or Daniel, but when Daniel was praying in that upper room of his, and God sent an angel to Daniel. Have you read this story? God sent an angel to Daniel, but the angel was delayed. He was delayed by what? What? 21 days. He was delayed 21 days by the spirit of the prince of Persia. What is that? That means that there is a demonic force that was, his job was to be over that area and he was the boss of that area. Does that tell you anything? That tells me that there are demonic forces that claim certain areas as their own. And I believe that Orleans County has been one of those areas for a long time. And we are coming against the forces of Satan himself, of the enemy, to take back what was never his. And you can't do that by yourself. You can't do that with the name of your church. You do it with the name of Christ Jesus the Lord. You do it by working together in unity. You do it by encouraging each other in the faith and binding together in that spirit of love and unity for the cause of Christ. Fasting and prayer and hard work. By doing these things, we take back what the enemy has stolen from the church, from God, from our communities. In Ephesians, let's down a little bit farther. I'm going to just read verse 4 here. There is one body, one spirit, just as you were called to one hope. And when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. It's all about Christ. It's all about him. It's not about the denomination. It's not about the church. It's not about the pastor or the congregation. It's about Christ. Down in verse 25. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands that they may have something to share with those in need. You see there? It's not about themselves. It's looking out for your neighbor, somebody else as well. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths. You know that the mouth is the dirtiest place for the believer. Yeah? And the Bible talks a lot about, even in James, about how our tongue, what comes out of our mouth, and how dangerous it is. The Bible says it is set on fire by hell itself because of some of the things that come out of our mouths. And how we tear each other apart with our mouths. Without even touching somebody, we tear them apart with what we say. Husbands and wives, how many times have you said things that you wish you could take back? Maybe parents and children, you've said things that you wish you could take back. But you can't take them back. You can apologize all you want, but you can't take those things back. And those things hurt. They hurt. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for doing what? Building up others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice, which is hatred. Get rid of all that junk. Be kind, compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Praise God. Turn with me to Romans chapter 12. Everybody awake out there?
Yeah.
All right. I wonder why God spent so much time making sure that these scriptures are here for us. Specifically, those scriptures that reference how we are to live as the family of God. Do you think maybe he knew that we would struggle in that area? Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's not something that you do right once and you got it the rest of your life. It's something that you continue to have to work on. And it's not easy, and it's not pleasant, and it takes time. But it's worth it. It's worth it. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Be devoted to one another. That means that when things are difficult, you're not running away and giving up on the relationship. You're sticking with it. Why? Because you're devoted and you're committed to that person. Why? Because God said so. In the family of God. All too often in our own families, when somebody does something that we don't like, that we think they ought to know better, we're just like, oh, I'm done with you. Have you ever said that? I am so done with you. I'm done with this. I'm not doing that anymore. I think in many cases we've all done that. We've all been there. But you know what? That's not really the way that God would have us to do that. You know? Let's continue. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Okay, so here is an instance for you. You're talking with someone, and you are building yourself up over them. Do you ever talk to somebody, and they're always like one-upping you? The one-uppers. Yeah? And they're always trying to better themselves and put everybody else down so that they look so good. God says, don't let that be you. No. Turn that around. You build them up more than yourself. Honor them. Honor them. Never be lacking, in verse 11, in zeal, like passion, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. I think hospitality is a long-lost art. Hospitality. That means having other people over to your homes. I had some folks over the other day. We shoot pool once in a while. We consume massive quantities of food. We watch TV. We even may play chess and lose. Thank you very much, Bernie. Yeah, love you, brother. All right, be joyful in hope. Practice hospitality. I mean, that's just promoting love, man. That's just promoting togetherness. Yeah? All right? You can't do enough of that stuff. Bless those, in verse 14, who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. How about that? How about when somebody else is joyful? All right, we heard today that our sister is going to be having a baby soon. And so together as a family, we're like, yeah, we're excited about that. Another addition to the family of God. And when somebody else is hurting, Josh Watts fell recently and he got hurt. He's hurting right now, physically. And we rally around them and we say, hey, don't give up. Don't give up. We're here for you. We love you. You're a family. Yeah? Live, in verse 16, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Okay, let's just hold on for a moment here. How about this? Do you remember back in school how everybody wanted to be around all the cool kids, right? That was not me. I was not one of the cool kids. Okay? I know all you guys were, but that was not me. Okay? And everybody, and so sometimes you feel like left out or like you weren't good enough, you know? Let's not do that in the family of God. Let's not do that. All right? There are all kinds of people, all walks of life, some walks of life you wouldn't even think about that exist in the family of God. But in God's eyes, we are, if we trust and believe in Him and receive Him, we are, in fact, His children. We are His children. Do not be conceited. Don't be proud. Don't think of yourselves better than others. Verse 17, do not repay anyone evil for evil. There's another one that's tough. You want to get back at somebody. You want to defend yourself. You want to stand your ground. You want to put that person in their place because you got just the tools to do it right here. Yeah? Put them in their place. Show them who's boss. Don't repay evil for evil. Be careful, on the other hand, to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Those in the family and outside of the family of God. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Praise the Lord. God, at the end of the day, friends, it's all about God and people. Not riches, not fame, not accomplishment. It's all about God and people. Don't take that too lightly. God has put all of these things in His Word so that we will remember them. It's important to Him that we get along. It's important to Him.